Hello and welcome to Mental Health Insights. This is the podcast where we explore different aspects of mental health and break them down and make them simple to understand. My name is Craig Faust and I am a licensed professional counselor in the state of Missouri. And today we're going to talk about hope and how hope can improve our mental health. Several episodes ago, we talked a little bit about depression and we had talked about some of the consequences or some of the mental health issues that can come from not having hope. So we want to look at the other side of the coin in this, this podcast episode, and also discover how we can formulate, how we can create hope in our life so that we can use this to help improve our mental health. So let's go ahead and jump into this discussion. One of the greatest strengths of being a human is that we have the capability of trying to predict our future. And other animals have this to some extent. For example, whenever a squirrel may store nuts for the winter, or whenever a bear may consume a lot of calories so they can hibernate through the winter. So we have different animals that have a certain amount or certain capability of trying to plan for the future. However, humans, we do this on such a different scale. Our capability of planning, for example, I am planning for my retirement, which is years out. This is just something that not other animals typically do. And there is a certain function that comes with this, is because I can plan for something ahead of time, I can actually right now currently get excited or get happy or look forward to something that I'm going to have happen. So right now we are in the midst of discussing and possibly planning a ski trip, and skiing is something I love to do. Especially when I get the opportunities. I love being in the mountains and in the cold air. And so even just me talking about it right now, I can kind of feel that excitement starting to bubble up in my stomach. So for us, all right, what does this have to do with hope? So hope is normally a construct. It is an idea. It is a feeling, a culmination of a lot of different things that usually takes place in the future. So we have hope for something to happen. We have hope for some type of transformation. Whenever I was going through high school, I had a hope that I would graduate so I would not have to continue to go to school any longer, right? So we can have hopes for all kinds of things. I hope whenever I go home tonight that I'm going to enjoy my dinner, right? So hopes can be such a wide range of things, but they can also be very deep and meaningful things. Right? Like I have hope in a faith that I have. I have hope in a leading a certain type of life. I have hope that I'm going to make an impact on the world. The word hope is multifaceted. Dictionary.com calls it a feeling or an expectation for a desired experience or a certain thing to happen. And hope can be so incredible because it can make our current moment, it could change the feeling that we have in the current moment for something that has not even happened right now. So we talked a little bit in a previous episode about depression, about how not having hope can cause all kinds of issues. Typically, people that start to feel like they don't have any hope, or people that don't feel like they can change any outcome in their life. So the fact that we can be hopeful of things means that it feels like we have some type of control in our life. We can have hope that we can change how things are currently. And usually, a hope is, by definition, it is something that is positive. And because it's something that's positive, obviously the correlation would be that the more hope that we have, then the more feelings of, positive feelings that we're going to be able to experience. So for us, we want to be able to use this natural part of us to be able to improve our mental health. So let's break down just a little bit about some of these different aspects of hope. So like I've talked about, it gives us something to look forward to. Like we can actually go into the future and get excited about something that's going to happen. We can put ourselves in a situation where we have the potential to change an outcome, right? So like right now, I can have hope that I'm going to be healthier in the future because I'm going to change my eating or my exercise habits. Or I can become hopeful in the future that I'm going to have a wonderful relationship with my wife because of the effort that I'm putting in right now. Hope also gives us something to strive for, right? Because I have the feeling that I can change an outcome, I can change things that are going on in my life that I can look forward to, then I have goals that I can have. I can have things I can look forward to. But also a lot of times, hope can actually be something that is greater than we are right now. And a lot of times, that type of hope, the hope at something greater than we are now, that's usually where we will get different things like religion, and we'll get different things like morals, or hope for humanity. So like grand scale ideas that can create sweeping changes in how we act and how we behave. So we'll touch upon each of these things. And the first thing I want to talk about is just the looking forward to the future. This is something that's so key because typically as mental health symptoms get worse, our capability of thinking about the future gets more and more impaired, gets difficult or more and more difficult. So because it becomes more difficult, you know, you can ask somebody, okay, where do you want to be in 5 or 10 years? But this is just the thought process that is so hard for them to be able to grasp. It's much easier to try to plan for what it is that you're more capable of, right? If I can only plan day by day things, then I need to try to find something today to look hopeful for. So like for me right now, while recording this podcast, I do have something to look forward to after this. After I get done with this podcast, I get done with the sessions that I have scheduled for my workday today, I get to go home and I know what my wife is going to have for dinner for us. And I also know that I have a dessert that I've been looking forward to eating. And this is just something that even just talking about it makes me smile. And it's a little thing. However, this is also a little thing that, like I said, makes me smile whenever I talk about it. It makes me feel good. I look forward to getting home. So even if I have a hard time planning out what 3 or 5 years may look like, I can try to set up little moments where I could look forward to something that can happen, even just in a matter of, like right now, like 4 or 5 hours. So we can set up these little future moments that we can hold too tight right now currently to give us hope for the future. And hope for the future is really what we want. Being able to focus on these, like that looking forward and being able to focus on something that's going to happen. The other aspect that I talked about was giving us potential to change an outcome. Hope is something that is full of potential because we're setting the scene. We are setting up the victory. We're setting up the accomplishment ahead of time, right? Whether or not we have hope for a promotion or we have hope for a beautiful day in the future, we have hope for a vacation or we have hope for a wonderful reunion or meeting somebody new. There's so many things that we can have hope for, and it gives us the potential to change an outcome because we're thinking of a good outcome. That's something that's important, us thinking of a good outcome. So many times whenever we suffer from different mental health challenges, we start to get into the habit of a bias, really, of being able to pick out bad situations that are going to happen. And we start to become predictive algorithms, right? We start to think in a predictive context about how things are going to get worse in our lives. This is something that the human brain is geared towards doing. And because of that, sometimes we actually have to use it for good. We have to try to predict positive outcomes, or we become, you know, what people refer to as like a pessimist, or some people might call a realist. You know, or I usually think that people that call themselves realists are actually pessimists that are just trying to make themselves feel better. But the thing is that the more and more that we create situations for ourselves where we can have a potential outcome that is positive, it gives us hope to look forward to something. So, for example, I am hoping that this podcast episode, to be honest, I've given very little thought to this. I was driving in the car today and I heard a song and it mentioned hope, and whenever I hit it, I was gripped by it. I was gripped by the word and the concept, and I could feel this episode kind of welling up in me as I wanted to talk about it. And as I was thinking about it, it gave me hope that someone hearing this could have a different life by hearing this. They could have a different outlook on their today. So, like, that hope that I had that came up for me hearing the word and thinking about this episode gave me a potential change in outcome. But it also gave me a potential change in outcome for myself, because talking about this then inherently helps me think about things in my own life that I can be hopeful about. So we want to be able to think about things in our life and assign or think about positive things that could happen, because then it can give us hope around those things, whether or not it's our career, it was relationships in our life, or even if it's just something as simple as a certain meal, or being able to be kind to somebody, or being able to treat somebody a certain way. There's so many different ways that we can set ourselves up for a positive outcome. And the thing is, because we know that we're going to do this, it's going to make it an easier for us to achieve, which leads to the other part that I was talking about. It gives you something to strive for, right? So because I know that I want to go skiing, that means that I have to save up a certain amount of money. I have to start thinking about, okay, what do plane tickets look like? Or am I going to drive? Or, you know, I have to strive for this. I have to make it happen. I have to make it a reality. So because of this, it gives me more of a feeling of control over my life, more of something to look forward to, more of a potential to change an outcome. Right now, if I was going to leave tomorrow, I might not be able to go and ski. But I can make it happen if I'm planning for it, and I can make it happen if I'm actually striving for it. Let's say that I'm striving for something maybe a little bit more challenging for me. Let's say that I'm striving to be healthier. So that gives me hope that in the future, that the efforts I'm putting in right now, the efforts I'm putting in right now are going to lead to something greater. Right, so that my lunch today, I was really tempted today to get some type of food that, just tastes great, right? Like my favorite is pizza. But the thing is that if I eat pizza, I have an issue where I can't eat part of it. I have to eat the whole thing. So because of that, I have to try to tamper myself. I have to stay away from pizza. But the thing is that the more and more that I can stick to eating in a way that I wish to, being healthy in a way that I'm striving for, then this is giving me hope for the future that I am going to be overall healthier. And because I'm going to be overall healthier, it makes it easier for me to choose today to eat something that's better for me rather than have a pizza, right? So it gives me recognition for what I'm going through right now and how that is building up. This happens every time that I check my bank account, and I have an automatic withdrawal that happens to my account that goes into my retirement account. So the thing is that I am doing that because, and you know, at some day in my life I want to be able to retire. So every time that comes out of my account, if I can remind myself of that hope, then it makes it easier for me to be okay about that money being withdrawn. It makes it easier for me to get excited about this future that I am participating in to help create for myself. So for us, being able to strive for something, being able to look forward to something, being able to know that we have the potential to change an outcome. These are such huge aspects of hope that can create transformative mental health, transformative mental health growth that we're actually looking for. And then, of course, that last one, like I talked about, a look at something greater than us or greater than we are right now, right? We want to be able to see the big picture for things. And like I said, there's a lot of times where for people, something like religion fills the role of this, or something like people kind of use things like karma as a way of looking at this. So it's something bigger. It's a zoomed out view of the world or how we experience it to help give us hope for something that's happening right now. And I won't get too much into that, but I will say that people that generally have either faith or they have a larger view of the world than themselves, or they have a certain type of world view where they're able to kind of have that zoomed out view. So what I mean by that is they're able to take a look at their life as something part of something much greater, then they are generally able to be healthier people because they're able to see that, hey, I do have the potential to change some of these outcomes. Whereas someone who doesn't really have a lot of hope in like something greater for their life or a bigger picture, then usually they see it as what I'm going through, what's happening to me doesn't actually really matter. So those are kind of like more philosophical things. So I'm going to look at more of the solidified mental health type of things. So now that we kind of broken these down, I want to actually go in and talk about how to create situations where you can have better mental health. So, and I kind of woven this in a little bit. We want to give ourselves opportunities to have something to look forward to. So for you, this can be something simple, right? Where it's like a planned date with someone that I want to go out with, or friends, or planned date with spouse, or like I said, it could be something really easy. Like I'm looking forward to dessert that I'm going to have tonight. So for us, this doesn't have to be like a 5, 10, 15, 20 year plan. Of course, we want to have those types of things sprinkled out in our life. But if it's hard for you to think about something to look forward to in, you know, 20 years, well, then that's okay. Maybe start with something like today. What is it that I can look forward to? And we want to train ourselves to give us something to look forward to so that we can use that hope piece of us, we can engage in that hope piece of us to make it so that we have a shift. And right now I can feel good about something that's going to happen. And it's okay, like I said, to do that just for something today, because that's going to be more of an instant reward too. So that's going to be reinforcing this type of thinking that we're trying to help promote, this type of experience that we're actually looking for. So pick out little things and big things in your life to start to really highlight and to start to really think about so that you can look forward to. Focus on what it is that you're doing now, or what it is that you're doing just throughout your day or week that's helping contribute to that. Right? Like if I'm thinking about a vacation, like I spoke about earlier, and I want to think about the money that I'm setting aside for this, or I'm thinking about how the stress that I am, you know, that's piling up right now is just going to be released whenever I go on vacation, it gives me a notice about how things are going to be different when I'm on vacation. And I want to give myself the opportunity also to reflect on, okay, there are things in my life that I'm looking forward to. How can I change things right now to make sure that I'm going to get there? Right? So if I want to, I want to shoot for a certain retirement age, or I want to shoot for a certain relationship status, or, this is a great example because I talk to a lot of people that have different marital issues. And all right, well, if you want to have a specific type of marriage, let's outline what that looks like and let's talk about it. Okay. So let's look at some of the things that you can do to help improve your marriage, right? Okay, well, how often do you talk to your spouse about things that they do that you love about them, or things that you enjoy, or how often do you try to carve out positive time to spend with your significant other, right? What are some of these things that you can do to change that outcome for what you want? What are some of the things that can put you in the driver's seat right now? Or if I talk to different teens, right? What are some of the things that you can do? For example, if it's like, oh, you want to get a better grade in that class. Okay. Well, what's something that you can do even just a little bit every day to kind of move you closer to that goal? What is something that you can do as a potential to change the outcome that you're having right now into the more positive outcome, to be able to highlight the change that you can have and the way that you're actually achieving the very hope for the future that you're striving for? And then again, like I said, something to strive for. Hope gives us something to strive for. It gives us reason to keep moving. A life without hope will fall into depression. A life without hope and, you know, the subsequent hopelessness that arises out of that is a life that doesn't have much purpose. So the more that we give ourselves things to strive for, the more that we give ourselves the opportunity at hope, then the more transformative power that we have at recognizing how what we're doing right now today is going into changing our future. And all of a sudden that strive, that struggle, that push becomes something that becomes more bearable because of the end result. Every time that I work out and exercise, I am a lazy workout person. I just am. I don't like going through a lot of exertion. I don't like particularly sweating anymore. It was fine whenever I was younger, and that's just what I was used to. But now that I'm getting older, it's not something I particularly like to do. I don't enjoy it. I do enjoy working out whenever it's for short periods of time, or especially whenever I feel good about the working out afterwards. But I just don't enjoy how hard it is. I don't enjoy having to push it harder than I did last time. I don't enjoy trying to strive for that. But whenever I think about the type of physical activities I want to be able to do, whenever I think about having the type of strength that I wish to have, or the type of endurance that I want to have, the type of health that I want to have, all of a sudden, me going to exercise isn't as big of a deal, because I can see how me doing this right here, right now, this task I don't like to do, is going to get me to where I want to be. And it makes that struggle just a little bit easier. And that's the thing that we want to do. We want hope to be able to give things that are crappy right now, or that are difficult right now, context for why we have to do them. I love drinking soda. But I know that whenever I drink soda, that I'm going to crave sugar like nobody's business. And I'm going to want different sweets and everything like that. So I'm looking at my water glass right now that I have, and I don't particularly want to drink water. But it makes it easier knowing that I'm going to have to drink water, and I'm going to do that because it's going to make it easier for me to have the health that I want to. And it's going to make it easier for me to sleep tonight, because I'm not going to be gorging myself on sugar whenever I get home. So being able to strive for and being able to have hope and know that I'm striving for it makes it easier to endure possibly things that are not so pleasant right now. So let me go through those again just to make sure that we have it all tied up nice. So for us, we want hope to be something that we're something we can look forward to. We want to be able to think about the things that we want to be hopeful for, right? And they could be small things that are happening today, or they could be big things that are happening years from now, right? We want to take those things, and we want to be able to think about them in the positive way, right? That positive outcome. We want to recognize. So not only do we want to notice the thing to be hopeful for, we want to pick it out, something to be hopeful for, or create it, right? Make an event, make a date to be hopeful for. Once we have that event, that's the first step. Once we have that event, or we have that thing to look forward to in our life, we want to recognize the power that our own choices, our own movement, our own ability to bring about that positive outcome. We want to focus on what it is that we're doing to get there, right? We want to focus on what steps we have to take, right? What is it that I'm doing that's going to help me achieve that outcome? Is it me saving the money? Is it me eating a certain diet? Is it me spending a certain time with my spouse? Is it me trying to spend more time with my kids? Or is it me reading these types of books more? Whatever it may be, recognize those positive things that I need to do in order to reach this outcome. And of course, lastly, is that striving part, is the actually recognizing in the moment whenever I'm doing those things to bring about the thing I'm hoping for. Recognizing what is it I'm doing in the now. Because here's the thing, even right now, like while you're thinking about this, maybe there's something you're thinking in your head, right? Maybe there's, okay, I want to make an event to be hopeful for. And because you're already making that event, you're already doing that first step. And then that second step, right, is, okay, like, well, what are some of the things that I need to do to make this happen? So I'm going to give you an example of something that's actually happening real time for me in my head right now, is I am thinking about Halloween. It's a, I don't know if you want to call it a holiday, but it is a holiday here in the United States. It's a more of a cultural thing in the United States where kids will go around to different houses that are in the neighborhood and the community, and they will either, here in the Midwest where I live, usually they'll tell a joke or a riddle or something like that, and in exchange for candy or a treat or something like that, or sometimes people don't even do the joke or the riddle. If a kid comes, rings your doorbell, and they're dressed up and everything, you'll hand out the treat for them. And so, like, you dress up and you can decorate your home and or your porch or anything like that that you want to do. And so I'm thinking about this event that I want to have where, okay, like, all right, I'm already thinking about Halloween and, okay, what is my son going to be dressed up as? What's my wife going to be dressed up as? What am I going to be dressed up as? And I'm already getting kind of excited about it because I have the answers to some of those, but there's some things I don't have the answer to. I don't know what I'm going to dress up as. I don't think my wife knows what she's going to dress up as. So, you know, some of the things that I need to do are I need to think about, okay, what do I want to dress up as? What are some decorations that I want to have for our house? Or what are some things that I want to do? Like, what are some places that I want to go? Do I want to go to my neighborhood and do this? Or do I want to ask a friend if we can go over to their place or whatever it is, right? There are some things that I need to figure out to make sure that this event can happen and that I'm going to have fun with it. And then the actual striving for it, right, might even be after I get done with this, okay, let me go ahead and give my wife a call and let's start talking about, all right, when are we going to go, you know, shopping for costumes or what type of candy or treat are we going to hand out or anything like that, so that we can actually make the plans and I can recognize that striving part right now. We want to do and we want to recognize these things so that, and we want to be very intentional about it, so that we can actually activate the power of that hope part, right, this hope piece that's part of all of us. And now I want to talk a little bit about that last one, right? The hope for something greater. A lot of my career, I've worked with addiction. And one of the things that you learn about addiction really quick is that one of the most effective ways of managing an addiction is to actually swap out some of the habits that you develop, some of the habits that you form with another type of habit. And in the United States here, and this probably might be worldwide, that kind of shows you my ignorance with it, but there is a group called Alcoholics Anonymous, or it's also called Narcotics Anonymous, and it goes by all different types of names. But basically what happens is addicts can get together in the community, different places, and it's free, and they can get together and they talk about addiction. They talk about some of their struggles, and they talk about, and they support each other through this addiction. And they work on switching out the habits, right? So like if I get a craving for a drug, I might call a sponsor, which is another person that's in the organization, in the group, that can kind of talk with me through, be a listening ear, support me through it. If I'm having cravings or I want to use something, then I might go to actually one of these meetings that are usually held every day at different times, so that I have a meeting that's available to me. And so not only am I developing a support network, I'm developing groups and AAs and NA. They do different outings and they do different gatherings and such. The thing is that AA and NA develop this idea, this concept of a higher power. And a lot of people use God as their higher power. They use the idea or the their belief, their faith in God, or they, you know, or in whatever deity that they may believe in, as a way of giving and instilling them hope, with hope that they're going to be able to overcome whatever cravings or the addiction that's plaguing them. This is something that's so powerful and so transformative that AA and NA are some of the most successful programs at dealing with those that suffer from addiction. Which, if you listen to the addiction series on here, you would know is most everyone suffers from different types of addiction. And we as human beings are prone towards it. So they have developed a way of engaging in that hope part and engaging in the part of us that wants to be a part of something bigger, and the part of us that can actually recognize that we're part of something bigger, right? One of the first steps in the 12-step program, which is central to Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, is being able to recognize that you have no power over what's going on. And the second part is to being able to acknowledge that there is something else that is greater than you that has power over the thing that you're powerless to. Right? It's instilling that hope even in that second step, right? That there is something that is more powerful than the thing that I am powerless to. And then by me, which is the third step, by you tapping into that power of the thing that's higher, you then have more power than this thing that you're powerless yourself over. So they go through this kind of like a different way of explaining it than I just did, right? Because we want to use hope as a way of giving us the tools to be able to feel better about right now and what's going on right now. But they use that as an engine to give you an idea that, hey, there is something bigger than you right now. There's something greater than you that you can tap into to help you through what's going on right now. And that hope is the thing that helps generate this transformative power that really is what we're looking for. Hope is the power of transformation. And that's what we want to tap into to help improve our own mental health. So I hope that this episode helps you in recognizing that, even just hopefully while you're listening to this, you recognize like, okay, am I good at using hope as a tool? Or am I not so good at using that? And being able to engage you in a very practical way of how to start thinking about hope and how to start engaging in that part. Just in that three-step process, right? Identifying an event that I could be hopeful for, identifying something I could be hopeful for, listing and knowing and thinking about the different ways that I can engage to make that hopeful thing come about, and recognizing those different striving aspects or the different things that I can do right now that will help me get there, right? Even for me right now, being, as silly as it sounds, being or looking forward to rather having this dessert tonight. Well, gosh, me even just getting through the day right now, even just continuing to find things to occupy myself, is getting me closer to that goal, right? And that's actually not a lot for me to have to do right now. So that's pretty cool. And recognizing that, okay, well, the other thing that's helping me, or the thing that I did was, you know, I prepared this dessert. I made sure that I got all the ingredients. I made sure I got the stuff out. I made sure I made it so that I would have this opportunity to enjoy this later on. So like I said, sometimes we do have to create those hopeful moments for ourselves. And being able to be very mindful about that, being able to be very tactful, is something that's going to help us engage this part a lot more. And it's okay to do it with small things, right? We don't always have to do it with the biggest of baddest things, right? I don't have to have my whole life planned out. Sometimes I could just have today planned out, or sometimes I could just have the next hour planned out. So I hope that you found this episode helpful, and I look forward to continue to talk to you guys in some of the other series that we're going to be coming out with. Like I said, this was just something I was listening to, and I heard that word on the radio, and it just gripped me. So I'm happy that I got the opportunity to get this out and to be able to get this to you. And it just gives me hope that maybe this episode will reach you and it will help you and improve your mental health, because that's what this is all about. So until next time, I wish you well. Thank you for listening to our show. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and reliable information, and those that appear on the show are all licensed professionals in the area of mental health counseling. We are in no way rendering legal or medical advice, only information to help serve you better in making decisions in your life. If you need a professional, you should find one. Music you are listening to is called Lobby Time, and that is by Kevin MacLeod and licensed through Creative Commons.